بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. The entire battle of Uhud has been discussed in detail. All the incidents related to the battle in particular have been completed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that night, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the Fajr Salah, Abdullah ibn Amr al-Muzani, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that I passed by a few groups of the kuffar. They were talking amongst themselves, and some were talking to the others, and they saying that we have inflicted so much of injury to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Why have we just left them? I think so, let's head back to Madina Tayyiba. We spoke about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi some said, just find out which conveyance are they riding. Is it a horse or it's a camel? So this person came and he says, Ya Rasulullah, they were talking between themselves, and they said that we've inflicted so much of injury. Let's get the job finished once and for all. We go and wipe off the Muslims. Na'udhu billah from Madina Tayyiba. So Nabi Sam heard that this is perhaps the waswasa of the kuffar. They may be intending, but out of Madina Tayyiba, out of Uhud, out of the, from a distance, they are having some whisperings of coming back. So when this message was relayed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the quality of a believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, get ready, we're leaving. Whether it's reality or not, as Muslims, as it's, we have to be ready for the protection of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time. So then Nabi sallam says, but only those Sahaba that participated in Uhud must come. Not anyone else. We know the total amount of 1,300 were the munafiqun, and then 70 become shaheed approximately. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves with approximately 330, give or take, 630 sahaba radiallahu anhum Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepares. And now they are ready to go. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhum, still tending to his wounds. He's got 9 wounds on his body, he's busy. But Nabi Sam makes that an announcement immediately. He says, I'm ready. Sam'an wa ta'atan. I'm ready. Talha radiallahu anhu, Nabi Sam asked Talha, we know the Battle of Uhud was known as Yawmu Talha, the day of Talha radiallahu anhu, for he was in full protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Sam said, Talha, where's your armor? Where's your weapons? So he tells Nabi Sam, Qareeb, Qareeb. It's here, I got it. Which means that I am ready to stand up in defense of you immediately. Whether it's available or it's in the house, wherever it may be, but I am ready immediately. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told only those sahaba that participated in Uhud, you will come now in this expedition also. This expedition was known as Hamra'ul Asad. Why Hamra'ul Asad? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and he stations himself at this area with sahaba radiallahu anhum. Two other sahaba who also participated in Uhud, by the time they got the message and prepared themselves to embark on this journey, sahaba radiallahu anhum had left Madina Tayyiba. But they were severely injured. Abdullah ibn Sahal and Rafi ibn Sahal, these two brothers, heavily injured. But as they leave Madina Tayyiba, one brother cannot manage. He says, I wouldn't manage this journey. He's just walking a few steps and then he's tired, he's exhausted. His brother carries him. He says, I'll carry you. So he carries him and he stops. He says, I can't manage. He says, so I'll carry you now. And they carried each other for 8 miles. Not 8 kilometers. 8 miles just to say we responded to the call of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they come to this place of Hamra'ul Asad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in this area.
Sahaba radiallahu anhum pitch up tent, they're ready. No matter how long it takes, yet Nabi Sam spent a few number of days in this area. And one person who was, he met Abu Sufyan. Now this person was a kafir, Ma'bad al-Khuzai. He was a kafir, but he was coming to Madina Tayyibah for some business and trade. Abu Sufyan met him. He says, where are you going? He says, oh, for business interest to Madina Munawwara. He says, you can do me one favor. I am telling these people, let's go and fight. I want you to pass one message to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or I want you to tell me about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, he comes to Madina Tayyibah, and he's the one that was passing information to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ma'bad al-Khuzai kafir, but he had the interest of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at heart. So he tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the kuffar are thinking of coming to attack. This is what's happening in Makkah Mukarrama. And he painted the true picture exactly as it was. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appreciated the information that he shared. And that was the end of that. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, prepare ourselves, whatever, whether they're coming or they're not coming. Ma'bad al-Khuzai is returning. Abu Sufyan is still preparing the kuffar and he says, let's go. Safwan ibn Umayya says, no, we're not going. We sustained injuries. There was loss of so much of wealth, injury. We're not going back. Ma'bad al-Khuzai now is intercepted by Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan asks him, where are you coming from? He says, Madina Tayyibah. He says, okay, describe the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to me. He prepared couplets in praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba to say they are in a huge, big army. So when this information was given to Abu Sufyan, he says, listen, no, I don't think so, we're going on this. So Safwan ibn Umayyah, see, I told you, see, Sahaba in big numbers, yet he was a kafir. Ma'bad al-Khuzai is a kafir and he's saying this. He passed that information, Abu Sufyan got worried. Then he sees a caravan going to Madina Tayyibah from the tribe of Abdul Qais. So he told them, can you all do me one favor? If you do this one favor, pass a message to the Muslims in Madina Tayyibah, they would have returned by now from Amraul Asad. I will fill your conveyances with raisins. I'll give you raisins for free. When you're in Makkah Mukarrama, I'll give it to you. But just pass one message. Just instill fear within Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba to say that the Muslims are in a big army. That's all I want you to say. That the kuffar are in a big army, they're coming to attack. So this message comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the kuffar are in huge numbers. They have intentions of coming to wipe out the Muslims from Madina Tayyibah. And then these verses, amazing verses. If it's a 13-line Quran, you can start from the top of the page. That is exactly where the half of the fourth juz is. If you open up to the fourth juz and you read these verses, then we feel ashamed of ourselves that we are part of that same ummah. And look at the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Do you know who were the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح. Yet they were, despite them being inflicted with injury, they responded immediately to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment the call is made, they respond immediately. الذين قال لهم الناس. We know when we're injured. Person has got overtime, he's got some problem. And then, you know, there is some takaza, next time, and, you know, the last one I was there, this one I won't make it. But there's a program, you'll make it. No, I won't come from Friday, I'll make it Saturday after work. After shop closes, I can make it. No, Friday afternoon is busy, I won't make it for Friday afternoon. We know we've got our excuses. Yes, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, alladhina qala lahumun nas, inna nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. That the kuffar have gathered in huge numbers, it's time that you be scared of the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the opposite was the result of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When you try to instill fear in numbers, they increase in iman. To see that Allah who defeated 1,000 will defeat 5,000 also. No matter how many you come with, we are happy with it. And then the dhikr of the Sahaba was, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. He suffices us. He is the best of guardians. That was the dhikr. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains, under tafsir of this, he says, the person who recites 1,000 times for any need with yaqeen, this is the prerequisite. With yaqeen, any need of yours, if you say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, if you have it with yaqeen that Allah will do it, Allah will definitely do it. He says, my banda is saying, I'm gonna do, how can I fail him? He's asking me so many times, I can't fail him, and I have to do what he's asking me for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make whatever is that need, that haja, that requirement of ours, very easy for us. So this was the dhikr of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. There is one very successful businessman years ago. So he said that one of the, can't remember who was the name of the akabir that he had met, one of the senior ulama. He was going through some crisis in his business. So Maulana says, before you start business, read one tasbih of Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And at the end of your business, when you close your day, before you count your money and the cash flow, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. He says it was a matter of a year or so, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just give a lot of barakah in it. And that's the yaqeen we need to have. Unfortunately, sometimes what a person will say, we need to have offshore investments. Make sure you got it. If another looting has to happen, shukar, at least we got something. Hey, brother, South Africa, you all must have two passports. When you need to leave, you've got somewhere to go. Just secure it. Go Australia for this 2-3 years. Don't leave the country. It's fine. But you got another passport. That's important. Hey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is looking after us in South Africa, will he not look after us anywhere else? Who's looking after us with rands, can he not look after us with dollars? No, no, no. What your rands are going to be in front of the dollar and the pound and the dirham and the riyal? Na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't require all of this to take care of us. These are all the means. We only require Allah. And that's that important lesson for every one of us. Sometimes a person want to invest, whatever be the case, difference of opinion, whoever gives permission for digital currency, and a person says, hey, this one is doing well, I need to invest. But why you invest? In case. Allahu Akbar. Immediately it means that there is some decrease, there's a question mark, there's cracks on your yaqeen. If you say in case, that's a big problem. You need to have yaqeen only in Allah. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. One of the most successful businessmen, very successful, alhamdulillah, with so many stores around the country, says that he started his business from his backyard. From his backyard, he started his business. Today he's got stores which are close to the 3-digit mark around the country. And so many people like that. People who've got dealership, how you started? I was selling ghee. One person says, I was selling yeast. I was selling this. Alhamdulillah, who takes care? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the yaqeen we need to have. Like, alhamdulillah, you know, at one stage, our visas were very cheap to go for Umrah. Now I have to pay 2,500-3,000 rand. And at one stage, it was about 10,000 rand. No? And then you were taking a second passports, etc. And people were even talking. You say, hey, now Umrah is expensive. Hey, how are we going to go? 10,000 rand for the visa. I mean, if you do a repeat in 3 years, it was, hey, it's too expensive. Now I must pay 10,000. Subhanallah, one answer from one of the brothers was so striking. He says that Allah who took me with the 700 rand visa will take me with the 10,000 rand visa. Don't get worried. Because only Allah takes. And that's the yaqeen. Revive it all the time and talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, there are lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for us in this battle of Uhud. Many lessons. Very quickly we'll go through a few. and then that we'll terminate inshaAllah. One is, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Sahaba, you lost life, there was loss of wealth, money, blood, etc. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Don't lose heart and courage. Don't grieve over your losses. Don't live in the past. Pick up yourself and move. You're living for the sake of Allah. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Don't get stuck in the losses. Sometimes, and that's the lesson for us, parent passes away, sibling passes away, spouse passes away, child passes away, and a person can't pick himself up. And he's stuck. He's just cannot move in life. He says, no, there's no taste to life. There's no flavor in life. Well, if we're living only for Allah, then everything has got a different taste and flavor. Even your losses will taste sweet. Why? Because you know Allah is with me. So, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ What we see happening around us in the global village, in on earth at the moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the topsy-turvy, the change of the tides, this is the system of the world. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. The person who is down is going to go up. The one who is up is going to come down. That's the seesaw of life. And this is life also, that we may see Muslims losing life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory. Condition is, in kuntum mu'minin. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ The tides are to change, but we need to have yaqeen. Then another lesson is, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ was revealed in the battle of Uhud. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he passes away, don't renegade, don't turn on your heels against the deen of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever become murtad. And now this was the verse that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited at the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To see, Sahaba, I think so, we forgot. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, as if we forgot this ayah was revealed. And when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recited it, how apt and important it was that he brought the reality back to us to say, in the battle of Uhud, how scared you were when the rumor was spreading that Nabi Sallam had passed away. Well, the time will come when the news will be genuine and you need to deal with reality and understand that you're still living for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one last lesson. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا That Sahaba radiallahu anhum, despite their losses in the battle of Uhud, when they were called second time for Hamra'ul Asad, were not weak, were not sad, and they were not people that lost courage. Immediately they stood up, they said, we're ready. Ya Rasul Azam, we lost father, mother, whoever it was, but we're ready for the next battle. And that's the lesson for every one of us. Sometimes a person is coming for Fajr Salah, then something happens, you get robbed, or sometimes you get kidnapped, or not kidnapped, Allah protect all of us. Maybe the car gets hijacked, something happens. Now does it mean we mustn't come for Fajr, it's risky? No. The car went, but at least we still got the body to present to Allah. We still have our lives. We come to the masjid. And in doing any khidmah of deen, when we are tested, never to lose heart. Sometimes whatever khidmah we're doing, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in that khidmah sometimes. And a person is going out in jamaat and he goes with his car. His car is stolen. He says, oh, next time I'll never take my car out. When I go jamaat, I'll never take my car. Because there's no secure parking. It's a problem. But that should never ever be the response, because this is the lesson for every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. That brings us to the end of the Ghazwatu Uhud, the battle of Uhud. And inshaAllah in the new year, we will start another of the battles when the time is appropriate. For the time, we'll call it the end of the battle of Uhud. Maybe we'll dig the trenches in the new year, inshaAllah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونصلي اللهم على